with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part 3 of a 5-part series titled Killing is Never Right, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
So actually, we are in much better position now, hey? Yeah. So I don't know why people don't just become all vegetarian, because at least we have something to eat, right? Think of all the millions of people who has nothing to eat at all. When I sent somebody to go for disaster relief, they bought just rice, oil, and salt, and some biscuits for children and all that, but rice, oil, and salt, that's all they ask for, and sugar. So they eat just rice and salt, even, and they're happy already in that situation, in many situations. In some situations, people are just happy just to have rice and not salt, even. So if the whole world goes vegan or vegetarian, that's nothing big deal, is it, huh? We should be happy that we have things to eat, right? Soon we might not even have vegetable to eat.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
I suggest that if you plant organic vegetable in your house or in your garden or in your farm, you plant more and more of those that need little water. Fruit trees, nut trees, these are full of vitamin and full of nutrient that you can eat all the time. Yes? And you plant beans, yeah? Cassava, those things don't need even water. And even if you plant rice, you choose the rice that grow on dry land. There are two kinds of rice. When I was young, I remember in Vietnam, they plant rice in wet land and also rice on just a dry land. Yeah? Any Vietnamese here?
Yes.
You come from Vietnam? Okay. Bây giờ con trồng cái kiểu đó không? Hả?
Có.
Okay. Biết hả? Biết hả? Okay. Tức là hai mùa trồng nước với mùa trồng với khô phải không?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. In Vietnam we have that. I just confirmed with the comrade just came from Vietnam. Mấy đồng chí mới qua đó. I just confirmed with them. So we can do that, huh? Plant more the white rice with the dry land instead. Plant a lot of beans. Even if you just eat beans and rice and salt, that's plenty of protein. And nuts and fruit. Oh, lot of food already. Lots already. Yes? There's no need to eat so much to survive, truly. There's so much hoo-boo about protein and a lot of stuff. It's no need. It's no need, truly. Jesus say, man doesn't live on bread alone. It's truly like that. Recently, I asked this Supreme Master Television to show you people who don't even eat. Yes? I don't tell you to go home and starve to death. It's no. Maybe not everyone is suitable for a breatharian diet. Huh? Maybe not. But we could economize, you know, our food. We don't have to eat such a big meal every day. We don't have to eat everything every day. Most of Indian people, they eat their staple food, like eat rice and dice. You know, dice mean the mung beans, đậu xanh. They cook in soupy water with some curry stuff, yeah? And they put it on white rice. They eat almost like that all the time. And they look healthy to me, strong, happy people. Because most of them have faith in God, you know, from childhood already. So faith can also sustain us. Huh? Of course, if you have it, you can afford it, then you eat. If not, then don't worry, just eat anything. You know, anything that grows, that is edible, yes. If the birds can eat, you can. That's the test. If you go out in the wild sometimes and you don't have things to eat and you see the birds, it's something that means it's edible. So every time, like if we eat something and we feel not enough, it's not that, it's enough. It should be okay. Yeah? It should be okay. Tomorrow, you watch Between Master and Disciple, Sunday. There was a very interesting thing. One doctor, you know, medical doctor, she had gone without food for a long time. Her name is Barbara Moore, Dr. Barbara Moore. She lives in our time. She just died in the 70s. Car accident. Somebody hit her on the street. Otherwise, maybe she's still alive. Okay, for example, and she has been proving it on herself, you know? She tried all that on herself first, and it worked. Yes. So tomorrow you watch it. I don't want to tell you everything. It's like spoiling the end of the thriller film. Huh? Hmm. Always put others before us. Then we know what to do. Okay? Don't always ask me to bless you. Hmm? Or don't even ask God always to bless you. Don't always ask heaven to bless us. We have to make heaven to bless others. Hmm? Heaven is that, what we make. If not, then everywhere is hell, truly. In this world, it's easier to practice and improve because there are suffering people. There are suffering animals, there are suffering situations, there are imperfect situations that will touch our compassion, that will awaken our merciful heart. And then we can bring it out, improve it, improve the situation, help others. And that's how we create heaven. That's how we say heaven will be on earth. In the Bible, there is a prayer saying that hallowed is thy name in heaven as well as on earth. So we have to bring that to earth. We are here to do it. Yes? If we think we're the children of God, then we have to bring God's love here. We have to make heaven here. We can't just keep waiting for heaven to appear or ask heaven to help us. Or we do, of course, when in time of need and emergency, in truly, or we can pray, okay, help me today for meditation or to do some smooth stuff. Of course we can pray that, but not always that, not always about us. Yes, it has to be about other people as well. It has to be. Otherwise, we're going nowhere with our spiritual practice. We have to think of the other end, okay? Not on this end. Yeah. For example, when you talk on the telephone, you talk for yourself to listen? Huh? Or you talk so that the end of the line, listen to you? Huh? Who listen? The other end, right? When you talk to your friend, huh? You talk loud, you talk clear, so that your friend at the other end of the telephone can hear you, right? Ah, okay. You have to consider how you talk so that he understands you, see? You talk so that he can hear you. All right, the same. We have to consider other people, the other end. Always consider the other end. If everybody on this planet consider the other end, then we will never have hunger. We will never have war. We could never kill anyone. How can anybody still kill anybody at this time of our civilization, at this time of humans' evolution? Still can somebody go out, get a gun, and just kill somebody else just like that? In the name of whatever, huh? In the name of religion, in the name of country, in the name of whatever. It's never right. It's never right. How can we do that? He's just like you. Right? Both have to defend for their own country. And you kill him because he defends for his country. That's not right, is it?
No.
Or you kill him because he defends for his belief. That's not right, is it? Or you kill him because he doesn't want to believe what you believe. That's also not right, is it? Huh?
Yeah.
It's not right. War is never right. Killing is never right. So if we all consider other people the way we consider ourselves, just put ourselves in their position, then perfectly we know what to do. There's never excuse to harm anyone, to harm fellow beings or animals, your co-inhabitants. Never any good excuse at all. Even in the name of science, in the name of health, nothing. Nothing. If we did not kill animals or we did not kill each other, we didn't have to arrive at the end that we arrived today with a lot of trouble, a lot of disaster, a lot of suffering, a lot of war, a lot of sickness. The more we kill animal, even for experiment in the laboratory, the more sickness we have. Look, we just kill one sickness and another come, worse than before. The law of karma, the great law of the universe, never fail. That is the problem with humans, because they don't understand this. I think what they can do today, they do it. They can harm somebody, and then they gain something, some money or some promotion, some glorification, whatever. But that's not right. It's never right.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful discussion titled Killing is Never Right. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BND